With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Video of the cargo ship hitting the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, sending it plunging into the river, shows the vessel losing power moments before impact. Ship expert Captain Michael Burns, Jr. of the Maritime Center for Responsible Energy, says the loss of power experienced by the ship could have impacted multiple functions.
A loss of power is one of the worst things that can happen, particularly at that moment where the vessel is already in restricted waters. It could mean the loss of the main propulsion or the ability to move in the water. It could mean the loss of steering.
President Biden says the federal government is going to pay for the reconstruction of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. It collapsed when that cargo ship hit it early in the morning. Two of the eight reported victims have been rescued. The search is ongoing for others still missing. Also at SRNnews.com, pro-Hamas supporters interrupted President Biden's speech on health care in North Carolina Tuesday. During an event in Raleigh, protesters shouted, "What about health care in Gaza?" Biden responded to the crowd, saying that they had a point and a lot more care needs to get into Gaza. China says it's filed a complaint at the World Trade Organization over U.S. subsidies for electric vehicles. Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
The Chinese Commerce Ministry says it's turned to the WTO dispute settlement process to protest American requirements that vehicles use parts from specific regions to qualify for subsidies. A statement posted online says the U.S. formulated discriminatory subsidy policies for new energy vehicles under its Inflation Reduction Act in the name of responding to climate change. It says the U.S. move excluded Chinese products, distorted fair competition, and disrupted the global supply chain for new energy vehicles. Jeremy House reporting.
This is SRN News. A New Hampshire man is indicted for killing an unborn child.
38-year-old William Kelly is accused of murdering his pregnant girlfriend and her baby under the state's new fetal homicide law. The measure essentially counts any unborn child past 20 weeks of pregnancy as an individual. And this case represents the first time it has been used by a grand jury in an indictment. Under the new statute, Kelly could face life in prison on each of two second-degree murder charges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Idaho lawmakers pass a bill that bans the use of any public funds for sex change operations or other so-called transgender care. The measure would affect state employees using health insurance through their work and adults covered by Medicaid. The ACLU and activist groups are threatening a lawsuit. A growing number of states have passed or are considering similar legislation as voters speak out about their tax dollars being used for these purposes. This is SRN News. Milk from dairy cows in Texas and Kansas tests positive for bird flu.
The virus has also been detected in New Mexico. Officials with the Texas Animal Health Commission confirm the flu virus is the type A H5N1 strain. Known for decades to cause outbreaks in birds and occasionally infect people, the virus is affecting older dairy cows in three states, causing decreased lactation and low appetite. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the milk supply remains safe. Experts say livestock appear to recover on their own within 7 to 10 days. John Scott reports.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. names attorney Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. He publicly floated a number of people he considered. One, New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Shanahan is known for supporting far-left candidates. Some pollings found that Kennedy's candidacy will have more of a negative effect on the Biden campaign. More details at SRNnews.com.